Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my podcast, The Magic of Christmas is You. My Christmas gift to you to help you remember that you are a Christmas miracle. So why do we love Christmas so much? Regardless of your religious orientation and whether you believe in Jesus or that he is your savior, as Christians believe, because they believe in their sinfulness rather than their perfection and divinity. Regardless of that, and even if you're Jewish or you do Hanukkah or whatever your culture is, where you and your community and family get together and celebrate something, celebrate love, celebrate giving, compassion, etc. We love those celebrations because, as annoying as family can be, we still love the communion of family, especially soul family, because it is a representation of and gives us a feeling of what we all really long for, which is source connection, soul family. That's our true soul family. Jesus helps people connect to their source because they're focusing on someone wonderful, not because he's their savior or anything else. And the birth of Jesus is a magical, supernatural story which we all love and adore because we are all, at the core of our beings, magical creators. And it reminds us of our miraculous nature. And on top of that, top that off with Santa Claus, and you truly have a magical time of year, because the story of Santa Claus and his elves and flying reindeer and talking snowman, etc., etc., and gift giving and charity and everybody being generous and loving is all about magic. Whether you believe it or not, everyone wants to believe in Santa, and we want to believe that he magically personally appears in everyone's homes and eats the cookies and milk we leave for him, hence why he is so fat. And we want to believe he leaves us all presents. We want to believe that our dreams and desires can come true, and we want to believe that at the heart of every person is a generous, loving, caring, and giving soul, which is the truth of the matter. At the core of every being, no matter what they're doing, no matter how they're thinking, no matter what kind of dastardly deeds they're doing, they are at the core of their being a caring, giving, and loving soul. And we want to believe that no matter what anyone else has done, we all deserve to be forgiven, and we all deserve a present to be honored and cherished and cared for and loved, no matter what, and especially loved unconditionally. We all want to believe that no one is forgotten, no one gets left behind, and everyone is loved, especially by God, but also by us, lowly humans, especially with all of our faults and so forth. Ultimately, what we love the most is the magic of Christmas. We all want to believe in miracles, that again, our dreams and desires can come true. And even though we play with the magical story of Jesus or the story of Santa or the temple in Jerusalem or nature and the sun that gives us all life, whatever your thing is, we love the magic and we love connecting to source through family and loving and being loved. And we love the idea of unconditional love, which is what the Jesus thing is really about. Even though Santa seems to be a little less unconditional, if you're on, you make it on the naughty list. We love the entire idea of forgiveness, and all is forgiven, at least for one day anyway. We love all that stuff because we are magic. We are the miracles, and we are love, and everything is forgiven because nothing needs forgiving. Jesus didn't come here to save us. He came here to remind us that no one needs saving at all because we're all perfect just how we are. You are perfect just how you are. We don't need someone to connect us to God because we are God and we're always connected to God And God's source is always connected to us. It's just us who somehow, you know, sometimes by our stinking thinking, pinch off that connection. Nothing and no one ever is separate from God. We are God. We are source. And because we are gods and goddesses, that means we can all perform miracles anytime. And we actually do perform miracles every single moment of every single day because we're all creating our realities every single day. And we can create miracles any day and any time of the year. It doesn't have to be just on one day of the year. In fact, our very existence is an absolute miracle. We are the magic. And the law of attraction ensures that you will always get whatever you want, or more accurately, you will always get more of whatever you're focused upon, which is what the universe sees that you want more of because you're so focused on it. If your life is shit, well, it's because you have created it that way by your focus on too much shit. And the sad news is, neither Jesus nor Santa can save you. You're the only one that can save your sorry ass by focusing in more positive directions to create a more charmed life for yourself. You are your own savior. You are your own Jesus. You are your own Santa. You are your own miracle. You are the only one that can bring you the gifts that you desire. But luckily, you're not alone in this. No other human can create what you want for yourself, but your own source is right there with you 24/7 on the job, making sure you get everything you desire completely unconditionally. That means whatever you are focused on and fascinated with the most, positive or negative, whether you like it or don't, whether it's things you like or hate or things you love or don't like, whatever you are focused on, the law of attraction gives you more of that. Your source self is like Santa. He only gives you what you truly want. Your source only gives you a joyful, luscious, exciting abundance of yumminess, or more accurately, is trying to give you only wonderful things that you truly desire. But if you're not in an allowing, receiving state, Santa Source can't come down your chimney and give you your desires. So you keep getting more crap that you don't want, like the itchy sweater from your Aunt Bertha, because you keep focusing on how much you hate itchy sweaters. And of course, you expect Aunt Bertha to give you itchy sweaters every Christmas. So if you want to get the train set instead of the itchy sweater, well, then you better start being fascinated with train sets and all of the things that you want, rather than itchy, ugly sweaters and other things that you hate. That's the real magic. Not that some magical godlike savior or some sort of angelic being or some fat, white-bearded man is going to give you what you want. The real magic is that you can create whatever you want. And in fact, you are always creating what you want every single moment of every single day, whether you really want it or not. Either way, the magic is that whatever you are focused on, positive or negative, that is what you are showing to the universe of creation, to God, source, law of attraction, whatever you want to call it, that you want more of that. That's what you most like, and apparently by your attention. If you keep chanting, I hate this and I don't want that, Santa, aka the law of attraction, aka source, aka God, says your wish is your command. And poof, you've got more crap that you hate and don't want. And you may say, well, that sucks. That doesn't seem fair. Well, God is supposed to give me what I truly want, not what I'm bitching and moaning about. And God says, sorry, dude, I don't work that way. I'm an unconditional God. If you want good stuff rather than bad stuff, well, you better stop bitching and moaning about bad stuff. and start appreciating and delighting in and edifying the good stuff that you really and truly want in your life. That's how God, source, that's how Santa God works. I'm not your freaking fairy godfather, dude. I'm not going to give you rose petals when all you're thinking about is thorns. If I did that, that would mean you are a helpless, powerless puppet, and I somehow control every aspect of your life, and that's just not true. Not only would that be stupid, but it would be way too much paperwork. Think about it. That means I would have to decide in every single nanosecond of every single person's life who's been naughty and who's been nice, and then dole out the magic accordingly. And that sounds like way too much work. I mean, yeah, okay, I could do it. I mean, after all, I am God, and I'm unlimited and all that, but what a royal pain in the ass. And that just sounds like no fun at all. So, no freaking way, dude. You're on your own, so to speak. I've got your back, 100%. You know, I'm going to help you create whatever you're focused positively upon, but you're your own puppet master. I'm not your freaking puppet master. You're in charge of your own life. You're not my freaking slave, and I'm not your bloody master. You're your own master. By the way, I didn't send Jesus to save your sorry ass, because your sorry ass isn't sorry and it doesn't need saving. You're perfect just how you are. You are perfect and amazing and awesome and divine, no matter exactly how you are, no matter what you think, say, or do. You're me, remember? You're a god, a goddess, expressing itself in a human body. You're a little godlet who is completely unlimited, just like me. And I don't send anyone anywhere, certainly not to save anybody. That was Jesus' choice, not mine. You sent yourself here. And I don't send rules and regulations and commandments either. Those all came from humans who thought that they were somehow, you know, faulty or sinful and unworthy, and then pawned those words off like they came directly from me. Sorry, it didn't work that way. So remember, unless you get it from your own God self, don't believe it. Yes, Santa is real, and yes, he does live at the North Pole, and his elf minions, and magical flying reindeer. In fact, all reindeer fly, they just don't fly when you're around. Oh, and all the elves came from Vulcan. I just thought I would throw that in for you trekkers out there. So, go now, you magical miracles of creation, and create whatever gifts, whatever magical, wonderful, miraculous gifts that you want to create in your life. And remember, you are the miracle. You are the magical gifts. And every day of your life can be magical. And you make it that way by focusing on the delicious joys of being, doing, and having what you want. And paying zero attention to what you don't want, and especially paying attention to feeling good. Feeling good being your highest priority on planet Earth. Not proving your worth to anybody, not making sure that everybody else is happy, just making sure that you are happy. And when you make sure that you're happy, well, that rubs off on everybody else, and then everybody else realizes that their job is to make themselves happy and not make other people happy. And then actually, everybody can be happy. And that is the real magic of Christmas. And remember to make every day Christmas. Love God, Jesus, and Santa. And love from me, Zakiron. So I hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master key of magical creation. Your magical Christmas gift to help you remember how awesome and magnificent you are, and help you remember that you are the Christmas miracle. Come visit me at Zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and books and coaching and support to help you become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality to create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. My name is Dakara, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and lots of magic and lots of miracles on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make every day Christmas. Woohoo!